Attention all stations. My call is K0TV. Name is Harry. I'm going to be calling the Pettis County Siren Net using this repeater. This net is called as a practice drill whenever the sirens sound in Pettis County, and they just sounded at the top of the hour. This is an exercise. There's no known weather threats in Pettis County, so this is an exercise. It's an open net. Anyone can check in. So please stand by. I'll be standing by for your call. I want to hear your call and location, and then I'll come back to you for your report. Who do we have checking in now? K0TV.
KB0UVW, tower and engineer.
KF0ARQ, Country Club Estates.
KC0TKS, near Broadway and State Fair.
KF0IHX, 32nd and Kentucky.
K0QYA, Burdenburg.
N0OWZ, 18th and Engineer.
Okay, we'll hold up there. I'll acknowledge OWZ, QIA, IHX, TKS, ARQ, UVW, and W0VK checked in from a text message. He's at 10th and Winchester, and he heard the siren sound there. So UVW, go ahead with your report.
We had both sets of sirens off, go off, solid tone. It's 52 degrees outside, slight breeze, and that's all I got.
Okay, thank you. I'm at near 16th and Missouri. I didn't report that before, and I heard the sirens at 16th and Harrison go off. They sounded one time with a continuous, and one time with a, I guess we'll call it, variable tone. ARQ, go ahead with your report.
Country Club Estates, the siren sounded one time, straight, steady tone. The second activation did not happen. 51 degrees and clear blue skies. I'll be clear.
Yeah, Don, I heard one activation here too, but the second one came almost immediately, so it's almost like it hadn't spun down yet before the second one came. So it sounded like one time here, but it was two different kinds of sirens. TKS, go ahead with your report.
Yeah, I heard the siren. I assume the one at Liberty Park is the closest one to me. It ran for quite a few minutes, so I would say it caught both rounds. So that's it. I don't have a temperature. It is sunny and starting to get pretty nice. So KC0TKS.
Yeah, I'll bet your kibble-powered siren, your little four-legged, went off as well. IHX, go ahead with your report.
Had both activations at 32nd in Kentucky, 52 degrees and sunny. And that's all we have for today. You all have a good day.
Thanks for the report. QIA, go ahead.
K0QIA in the net.
Is it Hurd and Barrett? Both tests went off as planned. Solid tone on the first, variable tone on the second. Sunny skies, K0QIA, back to net.
Thanks for the report. OWZ, go ahead.
N0OWZ, 18th and Engineer, both sirens went off almost, like you say, almost before the first one dropped, but they were both was successful. And same weather report as UVW.
Thanks for the report. Your signal is a little scratchy into the repeater, but you're completely readable. That's the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins? This is K0TV, the Pettis County Siren Net. No threats at this time. It's an exercise. Anyone's welcome. Please come with your call sign and location, and I'll come back to you for a report. Anybody else?
K0TV, KD0OPS.
OPS, go ahead to report.
Yeah, I confirmed 12th and Winchester works, and Duke and 65 was working when I left there. That's all I have to report back to net.
Okay, yeah, you probably want to get back to work too, so I'll go ahead and check you out of the net as well here. Anybody else checking in?
KC0, TKS, recheck.
TKS, go ahead.
I just wanted to answer your question. Yes, the four-legged siren on my couch did run a full cycle. So, never any surprises here. KC0, TKS.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that report. Yeah, always getting those down. Anybody else checking in? K0TV. Nothing heard. Going to close this edition of the Pettis County Siren Net. Thank everybody for checking in. Everybody's released to go back to what you were doing, enjoying this nice sunny weather, but it's cool. Going to return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Thank the Spark Club for letting us use it. K0TV, be clear.
Hey, Harry, you can add one more to the list. M0XG Mobile. I just put it on scan and heard you.
Thanks for checking in. I'll get you down.